Hello everyone! Welcome back to Yo-Kai Legends. I'm your host, King Kappa, and today I'm going to tell you about creatures and spirits from hell. First, Nobusuma, the flying squirrel. Next, Kitsunebi, the foxfire. After that, Dakini, the Buddhist goddess. And finally, Kingyo no Yure, the goldfish ghost. So, let's get started. Season 12, Episode 6, Creatures from the Underworld. Nobusuma, the Wild Quilt. If a Japanese bat lives to an ancient age, it turns into a magic-powered yokai called Nobusuma. They are very closely related to Musasabi, a Japanese giant flying squirrel. The Nobusuma feeds on nuts, fruits, and berries, but also they eat fire and drink human blood and eat small animals such as cats. When they don't need to feed themselves, they like to blow out lights from lanterns and torches and then fly back into the night crying out, "Gaga!" Did you know that the transformation of a Nobusuma is limitless? Once a Nobusuma turns to an ancient age, it can turn into another yokai, such as a Yamachichi or a Momonji. Another species of Nobusuma can relate to the Nurekabe, the wall monster. Kitsunebi, the foxfire. The Kitsunebi are flaming orbs of light created by Kitsune. The orbs are extremely bright and can appear in a variety of colors. These orbs only appear at night. Some believe that the Kitsunebi flames are invisible to the human eye. A lot of these flames can be a part of supernatural yokai ceremonies and rituals, such as Kitsune no Yomeire, the Fox Wedding, and even Hiyaki Yagyo, the Night Parade of 100 Demons. The flame itself is harmless to humans. However, the foxes that create the fire could be very dangerous. For example, let's say you're walking alone at night and you see a strange floating fireball right in front of you. It then floats away and you begin to follow it. After following it for some time, it begins to shrink until you are surrounded by a group of hungry yokai. The foxfire will only lead you to places where you should not be. Dakini, the Buddhist goddess. Dakini is known in Japan as the wish-granting goddess of foxes and good fortune. She is a servant to Benzaiten, the goddess of wisdom, and Daikokuten, the god of grain. A story says that centuries ago, a samurai named Taira no Kiyomori hunted and killed a fox. However, the fox then transformed into a beautiful young woman. She promised that if Kiyomori spared her life, she would make sure that he would have everything his heart desired. He accepted the deal, let her free, and began praying. Just as the fox promised, Kiyomori's life changed for the better. His family became rich, and the Taira became the most powerful samurai clan in Japan. Kingo no Yure, the goldfish ghost. The Kingyo no Yure are a type of onryo, ghosts of vengeance. A legend from the 1400s said that a samurai named Karakoto Yuraimon lived virtuously with his wife, Kakehashi. One day, he visited a seller who was trying to sell a goldfish imported from China. One day, Karakoto and Kakehashi finally had their first child, and their neighbor, Furutori Sobotana, was jealous of the couple's rich life and success, so he manipulated Kakehashi into murdering her own husband. The mistress, Monohana, became good friends with Kakehashi. However, Sabunta manipulated Kakehashi into murdering Monohana. When she became 8 months pregnant, they began to beat her until her face inflated like a balloon and began to feel thirsty. She made her way into a fish tank and dragged the water. As Monohana's blood mixed with the goldfish's skin, they both began to mutate. Yuraimon heard the news and buried Monohana and prayed for her soul. Now that his beloved goldfish had become a monstrosity, he tossed both the fish and the woman into the pond of Chansenji. Thank you for joining me for Yokai Legends. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram for the latest post. Until next time, I'm King Kappa, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye!